This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
In the studio today, we have the one and only Travis Swanson. To give you a quick, those of you in Razorback country will know, played for the Arkansas Razorbacks, played for Detroit Lions, was a starting center last year for Miami Dolphins for most of the games.
Yeah, about 11 of them.
Awesome.
If I remember correctly.
Hey, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Let me ask you this. How do you do it? Because you reminded me something while you're talking about this is what's next, right? And I've lived my life always, and a lot of ambitious people are what's next, because you're building it. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
We have a win wall out in the hallway, which you haven't seen. I'll show you where people on our team are writing all over it about successes, because I share that a lot of ambitious people don't know how to stop and enjoy the moment or don't know how to stop and go, let's celebrate the wins we just had because we're on to the next thing. And sometimes that fatigues the people around us.
Okay.
How do you celebrate wins and be in the moment? And then I want to hear you share like some of your favorite moments that you've had.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think you hit it the nail right on the head. It's, I've been like that, honestly, is what's next? Like you get to college, like, okay, what's next?
Right.
I redshirt that first year. Then, you know, I go in, my second year in 2010, redshirt freshman, I started fall camp third on the depth chart. And I'm like, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to pull this off? 28 days later, whatever it was, I was starting.
Wow.
So we did it. So then it's like what you said, you know, the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And it really wasn't until recently, you know, the past month or whatever it was, that I decided to retire, that you kind of like, I try to use this analogy just to myself, is like, you know, life, you have these different almost big slabs of marble, and you're almost this artist. And everything that, whatever path that you like, I want to try this, you know, every success that you have, every failure you have, you chip away at this huge marble stone. And whenever you're done with it, whenever that either your life ends, or your career, or that career, that path for you ends, is when you take a step back and sort of admire what you've created and all these little chips throughout the years that you've kind of put into this thing.
That's, you know, a beautiful analogy. I've never heard it shared quite like that.
Yeah, and that's how I look at it, because then it's like, okay, you know, after 22 years of chipping away at this stone, you go back, you look at it, and you say, we did some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Look at where we're at now. You know, 28 years old, still young.
Right.
So let's roll that next marble in here.
What's next?
And get working on it. You know.
And part of that brass marble is going to help shape and help you with
definitely
the next one as well.
Definitely. You know, I mean, I learned a ton of life lessons